Weiter in Oraisu, we are in Tainus of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Looking up at the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up from the some lines down from the top. The last word on the line. Next part of the Mishnah. The Yisrael Shavos and Mishmar Miskansim Be'areyim. And the Yisrael during this Mishmar wouldn't go, that weren't in Yerushalayim, they would go in their towns. Vikarim B'maisa Bereishis. They would start reading from Maisa Bereishis. Minani Mili. Where do we know this from? What's Maisa Bereishis have to do with Ma'amados? They'd go ahead and you would read one with the other. Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Acha Amar Rav Asi. Moli Ma'amados. If not for Ma'amados, right, the Karbanos, which you know, you have the Ma'amados there, Lonis Kaimish Shemayim Ba'aretz would not be existent. Says Rashi, Iske Karbanos, Yisrael Osin him. The Iske, the idea, the concept of the Karbanos, Yisrael Osin them, how you call him, the Chetam, to be destroyed in their sin, Umshehen Kalin Shemayim Ba'aretz, Omdim Mischus in Miskaim. And once they're gone, Shemayim Ba'aretz will also be gone as well. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem Elokim b'ma eda ki yirashenu." This Avraham Avinu says, "How am I going to know that I'm going to inherit Eretz Yisrael?" Right? How do I know? Says Hashem, "Amar Avraham." Avraham said, "Ribono Shalolam, Shami Yisrael Choltan Lefanecha." Maybe the Yidden are going to sin in front of you. At Oselam Kedor Mabel Kedor Palga. You're going to go and you're going to do like the Dor Mabel and Dor Palaga. As the Shem Achashin Kolim that got destroyed, Ain Olam Miskayim. It's not going to be upheld anymore. The whole shall iske Karbana Olam Omid. Since the world is standing on the Karbanos, the Kach Karin Anshe Maimid Be'arein B'Maisereishis. Therefore, they do the Anshe Maimid during Maisereishis. Right? That is, that without the Karbanos, the word can't stand. So we read the Pesukim have to do with that. Amar Lo Lav. Hashem said back, no. Amar the fun of. Hashem said back, Ribono Shel Olam, Hodieni B'Mayer Yishanu. Let me know how I'm going to inherit it. How am I going to know that the Jewish people are going to be mechuper for their averas, and thereby they're going to be saved from being destroyed. Yom Alei, Hashem said back to Avraham, Kichol Li Egla Mishuleshes Ve'ezim Mishuleshes. Right, that's what happens in that discussion of the Brisbane of Masarim. He says, bring me 3 calves and 3 goats, and this is going to be a kapar for their averas. And this proves that if not for the Karbanos, then Bnei Yisrael and Shemayim Ba'aretz, which is only therefore Bnei Yisrael, would cease to exist. And therefore, it makes sense that the members of the Maimon who daven for that this carbon should be accepted, they should read these things about Shemayim Ba'aretz and Maisa Bereishis. Harma lefanav, so Avraham Avinu said back to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Teinach b'zman shebeis hamikdash. Okay, all is good and dandy while the beis hamikdash is around. Right, when Avraham Avinu, when he was told, go take this thing and to bring the carbon, he was explaining to him, look, if you bring a carbon, there'll be a mechupah, everything will be good, but that's good when there's a beis hamikdash. B'zman shein beis hamikdash kayim, Hashem should save us, rebuild the speed in our time, b'yom ahu Hashem echad ushmo echad, and bring tikkun olam b'malchus shakai. So by the time the beis hamikdash is not come, mekuya matei aleim, what's going to be with the Yidden? Amar lo, he said, kavar tikanti lehem seder karbanos. I already set up for them the seder karbanos. And that is, it says, Rashim heicha yolo, okay, we're going to see this anyway. Bizman shekarin b'yom lefanai. Whenever they read about the karbanos in front of me, ma'alani aleihem keilu ikrivim lefanai. I'm going to consider as if they actually brought it. Limachalam is kolav v'nosem, and I will forgive them for all of their sins. Tanu rabbanon, anshei mishmar. Oh, the members of the mishmar. Ay, 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 ay. Who were there for the Mishmar and the Beis Hamikdash, and there for the Karban Talmid, Hayim Mispalim al Karban Achayim, she's Kabbal Barasin, who's a Davin, should be accepted Barasin. Says Rashi, that the Anshe Mishmar Mispalim al Karban Achayim, to meet the Mishmachoyim, the Talmud is better every single day. Anshe Maimid, Miskansel, Abis Knesses, Vyoshin, Dalatanios. And the members of the Maimid who are not in Yerushalayim, they would get into the shuls, and they would do 4 different fasts. Basheni, Bashabbos, Bashishi, Bervi, Obachamishi. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Basheni al Yordei Hayam. On Monday, they fasted and daven for the safety of Yordei Hayam. Rashi says those are the ones that right, the people go out to the sea. D'chsev Basheni Yirakia b'sochamayim v'tzorich la'askir l'lortzos el'adav. You have to, you know, that's where there was the waters. They have to deal with it. B'shlishi al hochi midbar. But the people that went to the midbar. Rashi says d'chsev v'tira hayabasha v'tzorich la'yabasha t'hira uya li'yabasha. Shouldn't be damaged from wild animals. There shouldn't be that falls on the baby. Right, It's a type of disease that the throat would like close off. And over there, we know it says the lashon of by the lights, yima oros, let there be luminaries. And the Torah writes it missing a vav. It could be read as me'eras, which is like the curse. That on that day, like Askara could happen. Therefore, on the fourth day, they would daven to protect these kids from Askara. Chamisha al ubros hamidikos. On Thursday, they would for pregnant and nursing women. Rashi says, "Dechsev be yishutzu amayim sheretz nefesh chaya." Let the waters teem with creeping and living creatures. And chaya is also understood to be like the babies should go and they should live. Ubro shaloya pilu, and that the pregnant women shouldn't have any miscarriages. Minikio sheniko as benehem, nursing women, they should have enough milk to nurse their babies. Be'erev Shabbos, lo hayum misanim. On Friday, they didn't fast, but they kafoda Shabbos, kindesh. Kavachom Shabbos asked me, not going to go and get a fast. Be'erev Shabbos, my time, hello. What about Sunday? Why didn't they fast on Sunday, Rabbi Yochanan? Three reasons. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan says, Mepneha Notrin. Because of the notary, they make their holiday on that day. This is the holidays they're doing. If they would fast on it, it's not going to be. Ain't going to be good. Don't be fasting then. Because it's the third day of creation. When a man was created on Friday, this is the third day. Rashi says to Adam, never be Yom Shishi. V'chol Yom Shlishi have a chalush. They were sick. They were weak the whole day. K'tachsiva, he be Yom Shlishi be Yosem Kovim when they were in pain. Talking about right after a bris. Yeah. Rishlakish Amar, Rishlakish says, "Mepnei Neshama Yisera, because of the Neshama Yisera." Damer Rishlakish Shabbos Yisera Nitla Bo BaAdam Erev Shabbos. It's given to a person on Erev Shabbos. That says Neshama Yisera Shanotanu Some Menu VaHabi Chalosh Neshama Yisera Shemarchiv and Daito LaAchila VeShtiyah. It gives you an ability to eat and drink more. Once the Shabbos Notzal Some Menu, and once the Shabbos is taken from him, Shenemar Shavas VaYinafash. Kevin Shavas once one is rested, meaning Shabbos is over, Vai of the Nefesh. Whoa, he's lost his soul. Rashi says, Vai Nafash Dorish Benotrikon Vai Nafash. Where do we see that? We saw that somewhere. Anyway, it's a mitzvah. Bayoma Barishon Bereshis Vayirikia. On Sunday they read from Bereshis and Vayirikia. Tana Bereshis Bishnayim, the Bereshis is split up, it's read by two people. Read about it with two people. It says Rashi, Koin Valevi Karin Biyom Tainis Bereshis. So let's try it again. Tana Bereshis Bishnaim. Hirakia Be'echad. Hirakia is done with only one person. Bereshlami Hirakia Be'echad. We do with only one person. Tlasa Pesukah, because it's only three Pesukah. Rashi says Vesagi Bulachad Gav. It's enough for only one person to be reading it. That's, you know, Nalia can be at least three Pesukah. Al Bereshis Bishnaim. And he says with two. How does that work? Hey Pesukah, Ivy. That's five Pesukah in there. Hakori Batorah, Al Yivchas Mikimum Pesukah. You can't do less than three Pesukah. So how are you going to split it up? Rav Amidolik. Rav says the second reader goes back and rereads the last one of the previous one. Rav says a Rishon Kari Shlosh Pesukim Bashini Maskel B'Pasuk Shisiyim BaRishon. He goes with the one he ended with. Vashtayim Imari Shlosh. And then we'll two after and it's three. Mishum Ein Mishayin B'Parsha B'Pasuk Mishlosh Pesukim Laka. We're not worried about that. Laka Mishum Dalo Afshar, because we're stuck. That's all we can do. We don't want to leave over a certain amount of Pesukim. Ushmul Amar Pesuk. He says no. You split it. What do you do? You split the last Pesuk into two. Rav says Mapsik HaPesuk L'Shnayim Rishon Kari Shnei Pesukim v'chetzi, believe you mashlim chetzi. Also, a pasuk shikara koin im shnayim and asarim with the other one. Srek the Gemara. V'rav damer dolig. My time alone, my pesuk. Why doesn't he say that he split it? Kasara kol pesuka de lo paske Moshe. Any paske Moshe Rabbein himself didn't split up. And then Lomas gonna lay. We're not gonna go and split it. Who do you think you are? Shmuel amar pesuk splits it up. Me pesuk into he split it up. Amar v'chenina kara. Rav Chanina, who is the Kara, means what? Says Rashi. Sheyabal mikra v'yoda begirso baki b'taymei. The guy was an expert in these things. Tzar gadol hayo liyitzo Rav Chanina gadol. That it was really hard for me. I tried to beg him to allow me to break it up for the kids. Rashi says, "Star Gadol Harbi Tarachtiv Chazarti Alav Shiati Lepsukapasik." Split it up. There's 92 Letzarch Tinokos. The kids Shalom Dom Lefanei learning for them. Mishain Michal and Likar Pasuk Kula. Can't be told Pasuk too long. Velo Hiteli Lifsok Eli Tukas Bisraman. He let me do it, but only for the Tinokos Bisraman. Holy the Slam medicine. Since it was done, so it was good to teach them. But definitely, you can't do it in another place. Ushmu El Hosam Time Am I there by the kids. What's the reason why we allow him to do it? Mishum Lafsha, there's no other option. Well, guess what? Achinami Lafsha, here too, there's no other option as well, so therefore you can go and you can split it up. Ushmuel Amar, Posek, he says you go and you split it, the third one into two. My time alone, Madolik, why does he say you should go and you should just go reread it? 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 5. We're worried because the people, they're going to come in the middle of the Torah reading, and then from those, they're going to go and they're going to walk out in the middle. Right, and that is that the Chacham didn't let the first reader to read the first three of five, and then the next one to reread number three and the last two, because what's going to happen, the one who enters in late, as the second reader begins from verse three, is going to think that the first one did only two psukim, and he's going to say that they're allowed to do two psukim. And also, somebody leaves early, right, the first reader concludes his reading with number three, may think that the second reader is only going to have two, and he's going to think that's okay. May so effect the Gemara. Hold on a second. Parsha shishah psukim korna sabishtayim. A parsha with six psukim, he split it up by two. Vel shel chamisha biyachid v'ema rishona kari gimel. In paragraph of five psukim is read by one person, and if the first one reads the three psukim, asheni kari shnayim biparsha zu v'echad biparsha cheres. He reads two from this and one from another. Some say the second one goes and reads three from the next paragraph. We don't do less than three psukim when you start it off. Now, Lamanda Amar Doleg Lidlok, according to the one, meaning Rav, who says that the second reader goes back and he rereads one of the psukim, we should let the second one go back and reread the last pasuk read by the one before him, plus the next two psukim, you get three. Lamanda Amar Posek Vilifsuk. Posek Lifsuk, and according to the one, meaning Shmuel, who says that you split the third one. In the Bryce's case also, we should have the two readers split the third pasuk. So why is the Bryce saying that a paragraph of five should be read by one person? It says, Gemara, shiny hasam. No, that case is different. Beep, turn the page. Chaf chasam and aleph. The islay ravcha, because there's ravcha. And there's the option of reading more from the next paragraph, so therefore there's no need to go to any one of these type of situations. It says, Rashi, she yachalik kos mi parasha cheres. Aval hacha, Leslie Ravcha, Daha Lo Matsi Le Mikre, Elaborations for Yerikia. Here, your stocks, you have to read exactly what we say. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.